Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries Podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
Welcome to Stronger Every Day, where we love the Word of God just like we love our coffee. Strong and fresh, and the Lord always has your miracle in mind. Welcome to this fabulous Monday morning. Welcome to the show. And I am so glad that you have joined us this morning. Do me a favor and hit the share button and get us up in the algorithm. Share with your friends, share with your family. I'm in an exciting series and I can't wait to get to today's lesson. And just encouraged about what God is doing. And I hope that you are glad to be joining us this morning. Hit that share button. Get us up in the algorithm on YouTube, on X, and on Facebook. And we want to be a blessing to people. I am teaching something that is kind of controversial. And it's probably going to upset some people. But I refuse not to tackle things that are important. And I just really want to bring up this subject because I feel like this subject needs to be talked about a little bit more, especially in the times that we're in. And I want to be really careful that we're not misleading. I want to be really careful that we're not getting you in a crazy spot. But I want to give you a few announcements as well first. If you've not had a chance to download our app, we would love for you to download that. Here's what it looks like on the App Store. It's got a beautiful picture of my logo on there. You download that, Standing Strong Ministries. You can download that in Google App, the Google Play Store, or the Apple App Store. It doesn't matter, either one, they're there. And we want to give you an opportunity to make sure that you can connect with us. We did not send a push notification out today, but we tried to. We're having internet difficulties, technical difficulties. Just a couple of more weeks and we'll be fine. Second thing about that is enable the push notifications in that app so you get them from us. We don't send them out every day, maybe every other day, something like that. But we try not to bombard you too much because I understand people just get overwhelmed in their phones and we want to be careful doing that. Also, we have Eagles coming up. And we start tomorrow in Branson, Missouri. That's Gathering of Eagles with Dr. Mike Brown. It is literally one of the greatest conferences that you could go to as a Christian, I believe, to really learn how to establish yourself in this earth today. And it will be an encouragement to you. I get the honor and the privilege of speaking and really ministering a word that I feel in my heart to the body of Christ, and we want you to be a part of that. You can still register today. Go to strengthenwisdom.com. You can register there. There are still rooms available, and it will be a blessing to you. Also, we got our prophetic conference coming up here in just a couple weeks, and I don't think I've got the Indiana. I don't think I have the Indiana advertisement in there, do I? I don't have that, but we're going to Indiana before that at Pastor Anthony White's church. That'll be this coming Sunday through Wednesday. And then we've got our prophetic conference the week after that. That is November 5th through the 10th, Walking with Giants, Walking with the Wise. And every one of these men of God, Jeremy Cook, Tommy Giddens, Jeremy Google, Michael Lusk, myself, Dr. Mike Brown, we've got a lineup that is going, it's going to be a little different. This is going to be, I felt in my spirit, this was going to be a really intimate, powerful, word-filled conference, and I believe it's going to be a help to everyone who attends. So please come join us with that. All right. Lies believe about money. That's what I want to talk about. Lies that people believe about money. Here's the second one today. You can start out by putting this in the comment section. And we want to give this to you in a great manner, in a great way. And get your coffee, get your notes ready. I got my coffee, I got my notebook, and I got my Bible. And well, not actually with me, but I have my Bible on the notes that I want to give you today. So here's the second lie that people believe, that money is evil. Okay, I want you to hear me when I say that. Lies people believe about money. The second lie that we want to talk about today is money is evil. I want you to read the scripture, 1 Timothy 6:10. This is going to be my main verse through the whole teaching. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Most people quote that scripture wrong. They say money is the root of all evil. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says it is the love of money is the root of all evil. So let's get this something straight. Write this down. Put it in the comment section. Money itself is not evil. Okay? Money itself is not evil. It says the love of money is. So we understand that that means the love of money is idolatry, okay? It's an idol to some people. That means they love it more than they love anything else, okay? So basically you have to break it down like this. What he's trying to come across is this. It is the worship of the creation of money instead of worshiping the creator of money. That's what he's basically saying. He's saying you can't love money and worship money because the creator of money is who we love and who we should worship. So how am I going to prove this to you? I'm going to prove it to you through scripture, okay? How about we start out with this? God owns all wealth. Let's just get that out. Haggai chapter 2 and verse number 8 says, all the gold and silver is mine. So God owns all wealth. So if it was evil, why would God own it? Ooh, that's a good question. That's good that something of us really should be asking yourself, why would God own that if it was evil? Okay, I'm going to get to that at the very end, so hang with me. All the gold and silver is mine. So obviously God thinks money is important. God thinks money is of value. God thinks money is a tool and usable on the earth. So write that in the comment section. God owns all wealth. Write that in your notes. If it was evil, if it itself was evil, if money was evil, God wouldn't own any. Okay? You can't tithe without money. We've got to get that out of our heads. Money itself isn't evil. Here's number two. Write this down. God is a giver of wealth. Okay? So number one, God owns all the wealth. Number two, God is the giver of wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, He gives us power to get wealth. So God is the giver of wealth. Okay? So God is the reason you get promotions. God is the reason you get blessed with favor, which in turn opens up doors for opportunity to get wealth. God is the blesser of your church. God is the blesser of the people in your church. If you're a pastor, so think about it like this. If you are a pastor, God is blessing your people. He's giving them power to get wealth. You're going to be blessed because the more they tithe, the more the church is blessed. That's God's economic system. So money itself isn't evil. Okay. Here's number three. Okay. This is number three. This is really big. Write this down, put it in the comment section. God views money as a gift to us. How do I know that? I go to the scriptures. James chapter 1 and verse 17 says, every good and perfect gift comes from above. God is the giver of the wealth, right? We learned that according to Deuteronomy 18. So that means finances or money is a gift to us, okay? And really, you could even go as far as to say it's a perfect gift, because that means if it came from God, it's one of the perfect gifts. Let me give an example. Let me tell you why I feel like it's a perfect gift for the body of Christ. I don't love it. I don't worship it. I don't create it. I understand it's a blessing. It's a tool. It's how God blesses me. It's how God blesses my family. I'm married 23 years, getting ready to be 24 to my wife. If I didn't have any money, I couldn't get her a financial gift for our anniversary. That's a perfect gift. Why? Because seeing my wife smile is a perfect gift. What do I mean? She loves a certain perfume. I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's mine. I love it on her. It smells beautiful. She's gorgeous anyhow, but then you add perfume to the mix. Man, she looks hot, smells hot. Daddy's happy, right? Okay, so how do I do that? I bless her with buying a certain perfume. I can't do that without money. So money isn't evil. Now, I don't worship my God. I don't worship the money over my God. I worship God over my money, recognizing he's the creator of it. I worship the creator. And then in turn, God continues to bless me. It's all about keeping it in perspective. But money itself is not evil. We've got to debunk that lie. You can't send a missionary around the world without money. You can't bless your church without money. You can't bless your family without money. Money itself isn't evil. Money is a tool, but it's a gift from God. Money is the currency on how the earth operates right now. That might be going out the window rather sooner than later. They want to go to one world currency. That means there's no valuable cash. We understand it. You know, they're trying to get us to a cashless society. So understand that money itself isn't evil. So it's a gift from God. We've got to keep those things in perspective. And then here's number four. The misuse of money is what becomes destructive. I want you to write that in the comment section. Write that in your notes. The misuse of money is what becomes destructive. One of the greatest guys that I've ever had on staff with me, his name is Micah Google. Matter of fact, he's over there helping us run the show. Matter of fact, I just want to give him a shout out. The reason we ever moved to our camera work, or we moved to up in the video realm, it was all because of him. You know, he did an internship with us here, but we felt, man, he's got to have some money. So we tried to bless him as best as we could in this internship. And He obviously wanted to, you know, move up in the world. He wanted to get married and, you know, get a house and get a family one of these days. And, you know, obviously, he would love for us to be, you know, to be in ministry, but he had to get a job. Well, God may be a blessing in disguise. His company was laying off, but another company in this town was hiring. He's going to get paid, I think, more money, correct? A little bit more money, but is that a destructive thing? It is if he isn't a tither. It is if he doesn't, you know, sow seed out of that monetary value. So, but you got to understand, it's the misuse of money that becomes destructive. Let me say this to you. Money can be used for good things. Let's say somebody's house burns down. Well, let's just ask, hey, Micah, you're in the studio. Is money gonna help you provide for your family? Yeah. He said yes. Is money gonna help you pay your bills? Yeah. Is that destructive? No. Or is that constructive? Yeah. It's constructive. So if you have money, it's constructive. So that means he's going to be able to build something with it. He's going to be able to do some things with it. Let's say his friends, Dominic is one of his best friends. Let's say Dominic gets his house burnt down, obviously insurance, right? He is probably going to help pay for that. But wouldn't you feel the need to send your friend $100? Probably so. Is that destructive? I would say no. I would say that's constructive. Money is a good thing when it's used in the right people's hands. Let me write this down for you. Money is not just, write this down in the comment section and remember this in your notes. Money is not cold, hard cash. Money is a warm, soft blessing. I want you to catch that. Money is not cold, hard cash. Money is a warm, soft blessing. If I bless someone who gets in a car accident, isn't that a blessing? Absolutely. That's not destructive. That's constructive. If somebody's church burns down, man, wouldn't I want to be able to bless somebody with money? That's not evil. That's constructive. That's a blessing. Guys, the love of money is what is evil. Money itself is not evil. We have to debunk that. No missionary can do anything positive without financial blessing. No ministry can preach on the earth without money. This is huge, guys. This is huge. We've got to quit believing the wrong lies. I'm going to get in real trouble right now. And I'm going to say something to you. And I want you to hear my heart in the matter. And I'm just going to say this. I wish I had the money to own a plane, take care of the plane, keep the upkeep, and pay a pilot. Let me tell you why. I'm getting older, obviously. My schedule's been crazy the last year. Money, having enough money to do that would not be destructive to me. I could be at places in less time. I could be back at home after revivals with my wife instead of driving all night at times. A lot of people ask me, why do you struggle so hard to drive all night? Because that gives me an extra day with my family. Guys, money itself is not destructive. Money, okay, the love of money is what becomes destructive. We've got to keep it in the right perspective and recognize that money in the right hands can be a powerful blessing. You give money to a drug dealer, he will destroy lives with it. You give money to a pastor or a minister, he's going to build something with that that will last in eternity. And I want to encourage you guys to debunk those lies. Guys, about the show, tomorrow I'm going to have a guest on my show, and that's my plan as of right now. So I don't want you to think that that we're not going to keep doing this series, because we are. But I'm going to have my guest on, and it's going to be really fun. And I want to interview a guy. He's a great minister, a great young man. And I want you to hear about what God's doing in his church. And we're going to kind of do a little bit more of that. And I can't wait, because God is going to richly bless us, strengthen us, and encourage us through that. And then we're going to be right back. We're probably going to miss Wednesday and Thursday, but we will be back in the studio Friday, and we will do another show, and we will debunk another lie about finances and money. So I love you guys. I honor you. And remember this. I want you to know today, God has your miracle in mind, and something good is going to happen in your life, right here, right now, because of Jesus. We love you guys. We honor you. We appreciate you. And we will see you right here on Friday, right here for the show. All right? Be blessed. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store. Or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri 65536. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.